Shalom Aleichem, everybody. When Hashem shows the rainbow to Noach, Hashem says the following. It's in Perek Tes, Pasuk Tes Vav. V'zacharti es brisi asher beini uveinechem uvein kol nefesh chaya, etc. Hashem says that the rainbow will remind me, I will remember the covenant that I made that exists between me and you and every living soul in all flesh, etc. What exactly does the Torah mean when Hashem says, "V'zacharti es brisi," I will remember my covenant? On that pasuk, Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says the following. He says that Hashem says that when it comes to my mind, says Hashem, to bring darkness and destruction to the world, I'll remember the rainbow and I will refrain from doing so. The rainbow will serve as a reminder to God, so to speak, that although he may have wanted to destroy the world, he will not do so because of the bris, because of the covenant that he is making now with Noach and with all of mankind. And there's much to talk about in the pasuk and on this Rashi. For example, why is the rainbow the sign that Hashem chose? Or the question of making a rainbow but not staring at a rainbow? We've spoken about a couple of these topics in previous FMTs. If you're interested in hearing any of that, please WhatsApp me privately. But for today's FMT, I would like to focus on one detail. Why does Hashem need a reminder in the first place? He remembers everything. There's no such thing as forgetting when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what message is Hashem trying to convey here? This question is asked by Rav Chaim Shmuelevitz, the great Rav Chaim Shmuelevitz, who died in 1978. He asks this question in Sichos Musar, in Ma'amar Lamed Aleph, on page Kuf Lamed Gimel, in the newer reprints of Sichos Musar, and he offers the following beautiful idea, which is fundamental to our Avodas Hashem. Says Rav Chaim Shmuelevitz, very often in our lives, we experience something very profound, very inspiring. Maybe it was a powerful shir we went to, or an inspiring Shabbaton, or a trip that made an impact on our lives. Whatever it is, a tefillah that had a major impact on us, every one of us has experienced a special time in our lives. When that happens, we have to ask, now what? So I heard that amazing cheer. Now what? How do I ensure that that experience becomes a part of me, a part of my avoda going forward? How do I make sure that after I hear an amazing cheer about Lashon Hara, how do I make sure that I, even though I walk away resolved to do better, to improve myself about not speaking Lashon Hara, 5 minutes later, the next day, I'm back right exactly where I was talking Lashon Hara, God forbid, as if I never heard that cheer in the first place. How do I avoid all that? Says Rav Chaim Shmuelevitz, one of the keys to long-lasting change is from the rainbow. Es kashti nasati be'anan, says Hashem, I placed my rainbow in the skies, in the heavens, in the clouds, v'zacharti es brisi. After the flood, after Hashem was inspired, so to speak, to never destroy the world again, he made a sign for himself. Hashem is teaching us, says the Sichos Musar, what to do. Sure, Hashem doesn't need the sign, but he's teaching us that we need that sign so we can preserve those things that we've resolved to do after the spark, after that inspiration has long gone. Make a sign, make a symbol for yourself to recall that special experience, that special resolve that you had when you were inspired. Make a note in your sitter, write a post-it note and put it on the fridge, write it on an index card and tape it to your desk at work. Something, anything to remind you that you were thinking and to remind you of the determination that you had then. The Sichos Musar gives many, many examples that come from Tanakh and throughout Chazal of signs that serious, growth-minded people made for themselves to remind them of who they are and who they want to be. One example he gives is from the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara there talks about Palti ben Laish. Palti ben Laish is the man in Sefer Shmuel Beis Perek Gimel. If you recall, Shaul had given his daughter Michal as a wife to David HaMelech, and then changed his mind when Shaul got very angry at David HaMelech. Shaul then gave Michal to Palti ben Laish. And the Gemara says that Palti and Michal never consummated their marriage because she was still married to David HaMelech. She wasn't married to Palti. So what did Palti ben Laish do? The Gemara says that he stuck a sword between him and her and was never with her for a very long time. And the Sichos Musar says, how effective was that sword in reality? If Palti Min Laish wanted to take the sword away or just walk around the sword, he could have done that at any time. But the idea is that the sword was a sign, a symbol, a reminder of who he wanted to be, of how he wanted to act. He could have done, the two of them could have do whatever they want, but the sword was the reminder, the cue that pushed them to how they really wanted to be and how they really wanted to act. And this, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, is what we can learn from the rainbow in the clouds. It happens to all of us on a pretty regular basis, and we can work hard with the help of certain cues that we make for ourselves to progress in our Avodas Hashem and not, God forbid, stay stagnant. Have an amazing day, everyone!